to everyone. I want you to turn to the only psalm. The only psalm. Psalm 62. It's the only psalm. You didn't know that? Psalm 62. You see why I call it the only psalm. Now, I said that to wake you up. Get your attention. You got it? Psalm 62. I'm going to read this and make just a few comments. You'll notice the word here, only, is repeated often in Psalm 62. Psalm of David. The first word there, truly, notice the marginal reference, is only. Only. Only my soul, truly my soul waiteth, waiteth, waiteth upon God. Now, the believer is resolved in his heart to wait upon the Lord. David said in Psalm 27, I believe it is, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on Him. I tell you this. I've learned this, I trust, over the years. He's worth waiting on. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get impatient. Don't try to make it happen. Wait on the Lord. He will open the door. He will provide the way. Only, truly, my soul waiteth upon God, the true and living God, the sovereign God. Now notice, from Him, my salvation. From Him cometh my salvation. I love the way the Apostle Paul talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Calls Him God our Savior. God our Savior. From Him cometh my salvation. Needless to say, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's all of salvation. Salvation's of the Lord in its execution. Salvation's of the Lord in its origination. Salvation's of the Lord in its execution. Salvation's of the Lord in its application. God who hath begun a good work in you, He will perform it. He will perfect it. Salvation's of the Lord not only in its application, but salvation's of the Lord in its sustaining power. We're kept by the power of God. And salvation's of the Lord in its ultimate glory. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that salvation's from Him? That salvation is of the Lord? From Him cometh my salvation. Now verse 2, He only. He only. He only is my rock and my salvation. I like how He is very personal. He's my rock. He's my foundation. God had laid a foundation for His church to rest upon. You remember the Lord Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against God's church. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ the Lord. He only is my rock. You know, to move the believer is fastened to that rock. To move the believer, you got to move the rock. That ain't going to happen. The rock of ages. Our blessed God and Savior, the Lord Jesus. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my salvation. He is my defense, my hiding place. Hiding place from the wind. Hiding place from the storm of God's justice. He is my defense. He is my hiding place. I shall not be greatly moved in Him, in my hiding place, in Christ my rock. Verse 3, how long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall you be as a tottering fence. Those who are not resting on the rock, those who are not founded upon a rock, are like this wall ready to fall. Like those who would build on that sinking sand, when the wind comes, when the storm comes, the foundation of that house is built on the sand will surely fall like this bowing wall. You shall be slain, all of you, as a tottering fence. Oh, I tell you how important to have this foundation of salvation that God has laid in Zion, the Lord Jesus Himself. Verse 4, They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. The reprobate, the unbeliever, the rebel against God. They, it says in verse 4, they delight in lies. They bless with their mouth. They give lip service. They are usually religious, although lost. They bless with their mouth. But our Lord said they curse inwardly. You remember over in Matthew chapter 15, when the Lord Jesus Christ describes those Pharisees, those who sought God's favor by the deeds of the law, and He says this about them. He said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart, far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." I tell you, they delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but inwardly. You see, God looks on the heart. He knows the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God looks on the heart. We look on the outward countenance. We hear what men say. And maybe they can fool us for a while. Can't fool God. He looks on the heart. He knows our thoughts afar off. They delight in lies. They delight to cast the Lord Jesus Christ down from His excellency. They delight in lies, saying that salvation is by what I do. Salvation is by my free will. They bless with their mouth, but they curse in their heart. They curse in their heart. Verse 5, My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation, my hope of salvation is from Him. We have in Christ Jesus a blessed hope. It is a blessed hope. It is a good hope through grace. It is a blessed expectation we have in Him. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. My expectation of every blessing is from Him totally. He only. Verse 6. You see why this is called the only psalm? Now that didn't originate with me. That's what Charles Spurgeon called this psalm. The only psalm. And when I first read that, it stuck with me these many years. Verse 6, He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my Savior. He's my righteousness. He's my redemption. He is the cause of my regeneration. He is my resurrection. He is my glory. He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my defender. What's a defender? Advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, He's my advocate. John says, "My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not." But when you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's my defender. He's my mediator. There's one God, one mediator between God and men. That's the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my defense. Now, look at the last part of verse 6. I shall not be moved. All that we have in Christ Jesus, He's my rock, my defense, my salvation. You got to move Him to move me. And you can't move Him. Look at verse 7. In God is my salvation. In God is my glory. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. In God is my salvation. He is my glory. What was it old Edwards wrote in that book, The History of Redemption? The grand design of God's redemption is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my glory. He's the rock of my strength. Admittedly, we are weak, sinful creatures. But He's my strength. He's my wisdom, my righteousness. He's my strength. He's my refuge. He only. Isn't this a glorious psalm? This sums up what we believe, doesn't it? Sums up the gospel that we believe. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge. My refuge. Now, left to ourselves, what kind of refuge do we build? Isaiah 28 calls them the refuge of lies. God said He'll disannul. God said that He will destroy. But the refuge that God has provided is Himself. I remember what Brother Scott told me years ago. God will only accept that which He's provided. We're accepted in the Beloved. God will only accept that which He has provided. He's provided everything in salvation. He is my refuge. My refuge is in God. Now, verse 8. Trust in Him. Trust in Him when you're feeling pretty good. Trust in Him when you're down in blue. Yeah. Trust in Him at when? All times. When you're up, when you're down. When you're sad, blue. When you're happy, glad. Trust Him at all times. You people, pour out your heart. Pour out your heart before Him. Throughout the Psalms, David begs for the ear of God. He cries repeatedly over and over, Lord, hear me when I call upon Thee. Pour out your heart before Him. Oh, I tell you, what a blessed God we serve. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And that word, Selah, we normally just pass over it, but really it means to stop and consider what He's saying here. God is a refuge for us. He's the strong refuge that He has provided. I'm going to run into the refuge that He's provided and be safe, be secure in Him. Surely, verse 9, men of low degree are vanity. Men of high degree are a lie. Low or high, doesn't matter. All have sinned. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than nothing. What weight do they carry in the courts of God's law and justice, whether you're high or low? None. Psalm 39, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree, that's just a lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. To be laid in the balance of God's justice, they all together, men individually or men collectively, all nations, all together. You add a million zeros, and what's the sum of that? I'm not real smart, but I think it's zero, isn't it? All together lighter than vanity. Oh, I tell you, we're nothing. We're nothing in ourselves. We're nothing. Sinful, empty, rotten. Look at verse 10. Now, trust not. Trust not. Trust in Him at all times. Trust not anything else. Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. Don't have vain ideas of robbing God of His glory. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. You remember the exhortation in Colossians chapter 3? Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. Set your heart upon Him. I tell you, if He has ever set your heart, if He has ever quickened your heart, you'll not find it difficult to set your heart upon Him. Don't set Him upon anything else. Whatever else increases in this life, don't set your heart upon them. Don't trust those things. Trust Him at all times. Verse 11. God has spoken once. He need not speak again. God has spoken once. He said, I've purposed it. I've spoken it. I'll bring it to pass. I've purposed it. I will do it. God has spoken once. The Almighty God has spoken. What grace given to us. God hath spoken once, but twice have I heard this. And I've heard this more than twice. That power, strength belongs to somebody. It's His. I've heard this. God hath spoken this. I'm God, beside me there is none other. But twice have I heard this, that power. Our God's in the heavens. He's done whatsoever He has pleased. David, where is your God? He is God. He's on the throne. Power belongs unto the Lord. All sovereignty. You can't exalt Him. I'd like to be guilty of that. Of giving too much glory and honor unto our Lord. Charge me with that. I'd like to be found guilty of honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't exalt Him too high. You can't give Him too much glory. Power belongs unto Him. It's His. Verse 12. Look at these two things now. Power belongs unto God. Only unto Him. Also unto Thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Amen. Mercy. I tell you what, you take the power of God and the mercy of God, add that up. Power, mercy, and they come together. What do you have? Salvation. 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 Now, the last part of verse 12. God's going to give every man. You choose to stand on some other ground other than the rock, Christ Jesus, and judgment will find you. Thou, God, will rend to every man according to his deeds. And you'll hear Him say, depart from me, I never knew you. Those found in Christ Jesus, resting upon that rock, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Those who are left to stand on their own flimsy works, God will judge you. You want to stand on that ground? That's not good ground. That's sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, now next time someone tells you to turn to the only song, you'll remember this, won't you? You'll say, that's Psalm 62. He only is my salvation, my rock. All right. I've got you primed now. John's going to give you the message here in a minute. I've got you primed, so here comes the shotgun. Two barrels. Double barrels this morning. All right.
When the gospel is preached, and somebody said, well, what was the subject this morning? This is what you'll say. The subject was the glory of God in Christ. That was it. What did he preach about? He set forth Christ. And a believer eats that and you think, that tastes so good. I don't want to hear anything else. Don't tell me anything else. Blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. Righteousness of God. Thank you, brother. We're going to take about